All cancer in children is rare, and at Great Ormond Street Children's Hospital, they treat some of the most complex cases. Cure rates are on the rise, but there are still many types of cancer that doctors struggle to treat.
You're acutely aware there isn't an answer. We haven't got that treatment ready to give to that child. So I suppose it drives us to do what we do, to push the research forward, to really try and make sure that we get to the next step.
But when doctors push the boundaries of medicine, the treatments can sometimes be as devastating as the disease. Doctors and parents have to make difficult decisions about what is in the best interests of the child, and sometimes they disagree.
If we can get a balance and we can continue with the treatment, then there is still, in our eyes, there is still a teeny bit of hope.
Two-year-old Barnabas has been suffering from breathing problems for the last few weeks. 2 days ago, he was admitted to Great Ormond Street Hospital, and after an emergency scan, doctors have discovered he has a tumour in his chest. The hospital has sent a sample to the pathology lab. Dr. Olga Slater needs to know what type of tumour it is before she can treat it. The type of tumour will determine whether Barnabas has emergency surgery or chemotherapy. Both treatments need to be ready for Barnabas to start as soon as the diagnosis comes through. An hour later, Barnabas' results are back from the lab.
Hello, hi, it's Olga Slater.
Olga calls the surgeon to update him.
Just to let you know, I got a histology on that baby. I will treat him with some chemotherapy.
Chemotherapy will shrink the tumour, but he'll still need an operation to remove it completely.
Thank you.
You'll come to me.
There you go.
A week ago, 5-year-old Shiane started having terrible headaches and balance problems. The local hospital have sent her to Great Ormond Street for an emergency MRI scan, as there is a possibility she may have a brain tumour. Her parents, Chris and Andia, are meeting neurosurgeon Awais Jilani for the first time.
What we know so far is Shiane has a lump that we can see on the CT scan and the MRI scan in her head, in the brain.
24 hours later, the surgeon is going to attempt to remove as much of the tumour as possible.